News, laws, and regulations are changing by the day. We get it. And at ADP, we're here to help guide you with up-to-the-minute compliance expertise so you can pay your people accurately and on time, regardless of what each new day may bring. Learn more at ADP.com.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, November 13th. I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal. Open enrollment period for health insurance is coming at a bad time for workers.
Workers are pretty concerned about how to pay for their health insurance. We're also seeing a lot of people with dependents who've lost jobs that are bringing them onto their own insurance. And so those concerns about costs are big for employees this year.
How are employers tailoring their healthcare offerings in the pandemic era? We'll talk with our reporter Catherine Dill after the break.
A payroll and HR company needs to be prepared for whatever's going to happen. You could say that over 70 years of experience helping businesses all over the world run smoothly is good preparation. But for ADP, that's not enough. To make sure millions of people are getting paid on time and in compliance, we're staying on top of each new piece of legislation. So when it comes down to it, ADP isn't just a payroll and HR company. We're the company that helps you navigate the complexities. ADP, HR talent, time, benefits, and payroll, informed by data and designed for people.
This is the time of year when open enrollment takes place for employees choosing their health insurance options. And this year has been particularly stressful for workers who've had to deal with the COVID-19 pandemic and the resulting economic turmoil. The Wall Street Journal's Catherine Dill has been looking into how companies are crafting their health insurance offerings. Catherine, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Catherine, the coronavirus pandemic is resurging across the U.S. With that in mind, what are American workers most worried about with regard to the open enrollment period?
What we're seeing is that workers are pretty concerned about how to pay for their health insurance. At least from the employee side, we're seeing, a lot of economic anxiety, which is leading a lot of people to choose higher deductible plans. They know that a higher deductible can be a challenge, but they're also concerned about the regular cost to their paycheck. And a lot of them also are looking to be able to take on a health savings account. We're also seeing a lot of people with dependents who've lost jobs that are bringing them onto their own insurance. And so those concerns about costs are big for employees this year.
Healthcare costs are continuing to go up. How are employers responding to this? Are they planning to raise premiums or cut costs?
No, while costs are continuing to go up, what employers are really prioritizing here is providing employees with stability. The majority are planning not to make any changes, not to raise deductibles, premiums, co-pays. They are really looking at those core benefits, health insurance, dental, as places where they can minimize stress for employees in an otherwise extremely stressful year.
You highlighted one company in your story, game developer Zynga. What changes has Zynga made in providing health insurance to workers?
Heading into this year, Zynga's benefits manager was looking at implementing a new gym benefit and a few things that were going to be really useful to people before the pandemic. And then once the pandemic hit, he really had to pivot, and they expanded a crisis backup child and elder care benefit. They waived some copays through the summer, some other copays through the end of the year. He fast-tracked a global mental health support program that they had been planning to implement in 2021. It took effect November 1st. They also started looking at what's some of the fallout of working from home going to be, and anticipating some back injuries, some neck injuries. They're implementing a musculoskeletal benefit for next year.
Well, let's explore working from home a little more broadly. How has working remotely complicated this process? What are employers doing to address this?
It's always a big challenge for employers to communicate to their employees the array of benefits that are available to them. It can be complicated. It can be boring. And it's an even bigger challenge now that, there's nowhere to physically put up a flyer. Many employers hold these health fairs every year to provide employees with information about all these benefits and their financial benefits as well. And that's not possible either. So many, many employers this year have opted opted to do additional messaging. They're doing virtual benefits fairs. They're really emphasizing how you can look at your benefits specifically in light of the COVID pandemic. They're really doing everything they can to reach employees this year. And as one expert told us, it's a great year for employees to read the fine print.
And Catherine, what's the most important thing workers choosing their plan should keep in mind, according to the people you've spoken with?
You know, workers really want to, again, this is a great year to take a look at the full benefits picture. You know, lots of employers are adding additional resources for financial planning. And this is a great year for employees to really take the time to consider benefits that in the past they may have thought, I don't have time to think about this. This is too complicated. Now is definitely the time. A lot of employers are really stepping up to try and provide this additional support. And it's really a great time for employees to figure out how else they could be maximizing their total benefits picture.
Wall Street Journal reporter Catherine Dill, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal.